Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi there, I'm Umineya and welcome to the Girl Chart podcast. During the series, I'll be joined by some amazing guests and hearing all about their brand of brown girl magic. As well as sharing stories and discussions with the South Asian twist, we'll be getting stuck into the chart and the chat. I'd love to hear from you, so please get in touch on Instagram at Girl Chart. Hi everyone, today I'm joined by Anita Caushaw, who is the co-founder of British skincare and wellness brand Morley Rituals. I've been using this beautiful, organic, natural brand for years, and I always wanted to know more about the people behind this much-loved company. So much of Morley Ritual is inspired by the philosophy of its creators, which makes it so much more than just a wellness brand. Today, we're going to talk to Anita about the inspiration behind Morley Rituals, learn more about Ayurveda, and about her experience running a business. Hi, Anita. It's so great to meet you, and thank you so much for having us in your beautiful home. It is I just want to look at everything. It's so beautiful. And there's a little cutie poochie wandering around. So if you hear like kind of scratching or flapping, it's not me.
For a change. I was just going to say,
yeah,
we should introduce him.
Yeah, what was the name?
He's called Star.
Star is a total star. Just to kind of update you, he's been sat in my seat next to the microphone trying to oust me out. Oh. He might be better actually. And now he knows that everyone's talking about him because he's
now
just
eyeballing me.
Yeah,
like, he's like, I've been a good boy. Yeah. I deserve a treat.
Anita, I just want to start first of all by just asking you if you can tell me a bit about your background, like where are your family from?
I am one of seven children.
Wow.
My parents are from Punjab and they moved here in the late 50s. Mm-hmm. I was born in Shepherd's Bush in the 60s.
Oh, West
so Light. Not too far from here.
Amazing.
And I'm fifth in line. And my family, some still live in the UK, some have moved back to India. Mm-hmm. My brother actually was at Cambridge and then left after studies to go back and study to become a lawyer in India. My sister went back when she turned 40.
Wow.
My other sister moved to the US, and the rest of us are here.
You've had a very varied career.
Yeah.
And now you and your husband, Bittu, are the owners and co-founders and inspiration behind Morley Rituals. I'm obsessed with your brand. And as I've become more into kind of spirituality and natural products, I've become even more wanting my whole house.
Everywhere. I want to hear about your journey too. I really do.
One day. That'll be another podcast.
Yes.
So I wanted to ask, what inspired you and Bittu to start Morley Rituals? How did it all come to be?
So we were doing this, I was doing branding and Bittu was a skincare distributor for a Swiss skincare brand, high-tech skincare. And everything's going swimmingly, it's an easy life, we have our lovely children. And then dramatically, somebody we love very dearly became ill and was diagnosed as terminally ill.
Right.
Someone we cared for very much and obviously still do. And we spent time looking after this beloved person. And then when they left us, nothing felt quite the same again. Mm-hmm. There's a before us and an after us. And we felt we needed to do something that just felt more meaningful to us, felt heartfelt to us. And when we started Morley, I was 48 and Bittu was 50. We were not doing this for a quick buck.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to earn a quick buck, you do not start a beauty brand.
It's
a recipe for disaster. But what we realised is that my, you know, my father-in-law, he's an Ayurvedic doctor. Mm-hmm. And a brilliant Ayurvedic doctor. And the only one of our parents that's still healthy and vibrant at 86, touch wood.
Yeah.
And then we'd lost this person, and we thought all this knowledge that he has is going to go with him.
Yeah.
And if we don't take a hold of that, what is left of this legacy that of this man? What is left of our heritage? What is left of all the thread that connects me to everything before? Where will the richness in my son's life come from? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's an Arsenal supporter, and there's a lot of richness in that. And, you know, there's a lot of depth in life all around, but we had something that we could share. And if we didn't share it, it would end with us.
Yeah.
And it just, everything came together to say, we have to do this. There was no master plan. There was no, first we will ring this company and then we will ring that. It was literally just, we're so compelled to do this. We are not going to worry about a business plan. We're not going to worry about who's going to take this. Mm-hmm. All we are going to do is put one foot in front of the other and hope that people can benefit from my father-in-law's knowledge. And he has skin like a baby.
I need to meet him.
You do.
ASAP.
And you literally can reverse aging. You can. He's proof of that. And it's not that we should try and look 10 years younger, but we should look and feel the best that
yes,
we can look
I
and
totally
feel.
I totally agree.
And he absolutely does.
And do you think that comes from, essentially, from doing something that makes your heart sing?
I think that what I love about the journey of Morley is I learn every day. And the more I learn, the more I want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, that pressure of running a business that makes a living becomes slightly less of a fear.
Mm-hmm.
I do want it to make a living. I'm not, you know, if it was just for a hobby, then I wouldn't be putting as much into it in the business side that I am. I do want it to succeed. I have a son that I want to provide for. But at the same time, the journey is so rich that I think, just like you, Uma, I think you love what you do. I see it in everything that you say and in every, you know, in your manner. So, of course, you want this to be a huge success, but you enjoy every day, right?
Yeah.
And I enjoy every day, especially when I'm learning.
I bet. And then I guess also you must get such amazing feedback from your customers.
We do.
And I think when you are a Morley customer, you can't help but be inspired by a lot of the kind of your care for your customers.
I care so much. I care to the point of mania. For instance, we have a fairly new conditioner and shampoo that we've just made.
Yes.
And it's 100% natural. And that's very hard to do.
Yep.
And the first batch came and I absolutely loved it. Loved it. A gym has taken it in Westfield and they have it in their gym. And the second batch came and I thought, something's not right. Phoned the manufacturer and said, look, I'm not happy. Something's not right. And they said, no, same as first batch. It's fine. But something kept niggling at me.
Mm.
Then I went to that gym and had a shower there with our conditioner. And I said, for sure something is not right. Anyway, the end result is I've gone to all the retailers and taken our stock back. And we're going to get rid of it because we'll give it to charity. Because it does condition your hair, but just not as well as I would like. Because I feel if a customer, whether that's a retailer or a customer, spends their hard-earned money with you and trusts you, you have to repay that trust.
Yeah.
You must repay that trust. And I'm not prepared to sell them something that is not good enough for me or for them. So we've taken it back. And it's a cost and it's a pain because our customers are all over the world.
Yeah.
But so be it. So be it.
That's incredible because, I mean, it's just another example of your passion and also how you know your product as well.
We do. We do.
The packaging is so beautiful and it's recycled and each product comes with a Morley, which is a red thread. And I just wanted to hear in your own words, what's the inspiration behind that offering?
There's so many. You can see I'm wearing one.
Yeah.
I'm wearing two. And I can't remember a day really from the point I was born when I haven't been wearing one because one comes on, another falls off.
Yeah.
So there's a real comfort in wearing that.
Yeah.
Morley is a symbol of protection, connection and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we want to give our customer, that feeling.
Yeah.
The other reason it's called Morley is that connection is to the elements. In Ayurveda, we say all things are connected. Mm-hmm. We're all made of the same elemental makeup that we see around us. That also is connection. And this is to remind us of that. The other connection is the one you and I share. Mm-hmm. Though we may look different, we all have the same vulnerabilities. Yeah. We all have the same need for love. We all have the same desire for shelter. And so when we're offering this to our customer, again, it's to remind them and us that through all of it, we are all the same. So I give you what I would wish to receive. And if I give them that, hopefully they pass that feeling on to someone they meet and things just become more harmonious, you know. So there was nothing more natural than to call it Morley. And the giving the Morley, we decided very early on that if we were not going to put heart and soul into it, we were not going to do it. So in the beginning, Bittu and I would actually pack these by hand. We still pack by hand, yeah. But we don't do it now. But we would pack these by hand sitting in front of the TV. And it's intention, isn't it? Oh, I love that intention.
It's such a beautiful, I just love finding it.
Yeah, that's right. And another thing with our brand is we don't tell people about those little things. Because I think it's really nice to give someone something they didn't expect.
Ayurveda inspires the products that you make. But how much do you kind of put Ayurvedic principles into the day-to-day running
Everything.
Of your business?
Everything.
And how do you do that?
So do you know much about Ayurveda?
No, but please tell us.
So Ayurveda is really about the it means science of life.
Yeah.
Ayurveda is science of life. It's a 5,000-year-old healing philosophy. And what it advocates is that we pay equal mind to mind, body and soul.
Mm-hmm.
So when we think of beauty, it's very common to think about the surface result. But if inside we are bitter, I can tell you the older you get, the harder it becomes to hide that with creams.
Mm.
You know, that's the truth of it. So I don't want to kid people that just because you use a great product, you're going to look beautiful. That's an inside job,
mm-hmm.
right? So Ayurveda recognizes that. And what we say is it's finding the perfect balance and connection between those three portals. So that comes from the food we eat,
mm-hmm.
but it's not just the food we eat. There's a lot of talk now about, you know, we should be having omega this and we should be having, you know, these
supplements
yeah. and da da da. You can have all that, but if you're cursing while you have it, you're not going to digest that food properly. So it's not just about what you eat, but it's being mindful when you eat.
Yeah,
it's about maybe giving gratitude for that food the way our parents did. They would pray, whether yeah. you're Christian, whether you're, you know, Hindu, doesn't matter. They would pray before they ate that food. They would give thanks for it. So again, in India, we eat with our hands traditionally. Why do we do that? Because it awakens the senses to get ready for what's to come. And if the senses are awakened to what's to come, they will more easily digest it. So that's food.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Then you have the emotional. You can't digest properly if your emotions are fraught. So we think about the mind as a big part of it. And then we have, again, what we use on our skin as well. So we use natural products because what we put in the skin goes into our mm-hmm. internal organs. And then we look at, is everything we make going to feed the mind as well? Yes. We use the right therapeutic oils to make you feel better.
Yeah.
We use the right oils that when they go into the body, they will do good. And we use the right oils that when you put them on the face, you are going to look better.
Yeah.
So those principles are absolute. Every product has to tick those three boxes. Has to. Doesn't matter what it is. And then everything we do as a business has to tick those boxes too. The way we work. For instance, yesterday all the girls came over and we did a yoga session in our living room because our social media manager is studying yoga. Now, it's not always like that, Ume. I do have my days when I'm when I am feeling out of balance. Yeah. I recognize those and then I have to step back.
And pull it back.
And pull it back. Yeah. Yeah. And it is about recognizing that. And I'm what we call a Vata. We have in Ayurveda three kind of body types, three emotion types, three DNA types. This is what we would call nature nurture.
Mm-hmm.
So my nature is Vata nature, which is the nature of air and ether. So when we talk about elemental makeup, we each have a different elemental makeup. You may describe somebody as a fiery character. That's their elemental makeup.
Yeah.
Or a very grounded character. I would say, Uma, you're the grounded character.
I'm not sure if my husband,
he
my
may
mom,
not say that.
Dad and listening right now.
Okay. We'll find out. But so what we say is that someone of a Vata nature has an air and ether. That's their elemental makeup. Therefore, if they do too much, they become very forgetful. They
yeah.
can't string a sentence together. They start to become a little bit just all over the place, frazzled.
I feel like that's me.
And they can't yeah. cope with that being frazzled. Yeah. We're all two, actually. We yeah. have a sub and a main.
Mm.
So I was overdoing it this week. So even my team will tell you, I'm certainly not always calm. And they know when I'm overdoing it. They can see it.
I mean, it's the nature of having a business as well. No
it
matter
is.
How much you try, there are going to be those moments.
Yeah.
But
you have to step back.
Yeah, because otherwise I think where it starts to go wrong is when people just, it's weeks and months yeah. of running on that treadmill. And
for what? Yeah. If you're not enjoying it, even all the success is not worth it.
No.
Not for the people around you, not for you.
For your health.
Not for your yeah. health, because we are not guaranteed tomorrow as we know.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not working for that promised future, we're working for now.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that answered the
question.
It
really did. It really did. I kind of have got to know you through social media. Mm. I look at you and just think you're such a lovely couple and you're both so zen. I mean...
He's definitely zen.
I think you are too. But how do you kind of maintain that connectedness when you're working together and frazzled moments come
yeah.
up and then you've got to come home and all the other life pressures that one has?
One thing is we work in different offices.
Oh, right. That's a trick.
We do. We do. I love working with him, but I like working with him more when it's just us together as opposed to the whole team.
Yeah.
I don't think it's actually very fair on the team to have it weighted that both husband and wife
yeah.
are there. So the days that he's at our office, I'll work from home. The days I'm there, he'll work from
okay.
home. And that works really well.
Mm-hmm.
When we will sit down together to talk about work, you know, like the creative part, we
yeah.
often share that. I love Bishu's input and I think he loves mine. And when we want to talk about work, we'll take Star for a walk, our dog, and we'll walk around the park and we'll talk about work. That works well. After that, we just won't talk about it. So when we're home, we tend actually not to talk about
right.
it. In the early days, I did a lot, and now I really don't want to. We're home and that's that.
Yeah.
So that's why it works. It works because we both want to do right by it. There's nobody I could trust to do for Morley what Bittu would want to do, because our drive for it is exactly
yeah.
the same. So that really works. And as he would say, we're very privileged to spend this much time together. Definitely Bittu is the calmer one of us. There's no question. He's the one who brings it back. And he's the one who'll always say to me, Neet, don't you realise all we've really got is us and now? That's it.
Yeah.
So let's just enjoy this moment. And his thing is, if we ourselves have to pack boxes, for instance, because it's so busy that we're doing, you know, even not we have a distribution house, but sometimes we'll need to do things. There is no point being grumpy when you pack that box, because you're packing that box no matter what.
Yeah.
So you may as well be in it when you pack that box. And I feel that way too. But I think I give him the credit for that.
Oh.
No question, I give him the credit. Yeah. there is a danger of people thinking that life is insta-perfect.
Yes.
And no life is insta-perfect. No. None. None at all. There are days that we will do each other's head in. And they are the days when we're not balanced in ourselves. Bitu less so, me more so. I need that time out. If I don't have that time out, I can be a basket case. Well, that's what he says. I don't think I'm that bad, but you know, he will say that. Yeah, we've known each other so long.
I guess you're both intuitive about each other as well. So you kind of know someone needs space and when to kind of sweep in and kind of hug it out.
Actually, we do try not to also give a fake image of us online. We do try.
Oh, no. I
say we try. No, it's not that we try. I think what you see is genuinely us. It genuinely is.
Yeah.
We're very different people. And I think that's a good thing. You know, he could listen to politics all day long. God, it bores me to tears. I just like, enough Brexit.
So you mentioned social media. Mm. And I mean, obviously being an entrepreneur and a businesswoman, now in today's world, you could just be constantly online, constantly having access to email. What do you do to kind of just stop that?
I'm getting much better at it. I was in the beginning guilty. I wanted everything to be perfect. I don't mean look perfect. I mean to be heartfelt.
Yeah.
So if an image wasn't heartfelt, because even images touch us, right?
Yeah.
Photos touch us. If that wasn't heartfelt or the copy wasn't heartfelt, which I was writing it all up until, actually even now I write most of it. But now I've got brilliant people who will write some of it and I might reshape it a little bit. So yes, you have to be on there. In the beginning, much more. Now I say no. You know what? You just have to step away. So the phone doesn't go in the bedroom. Mm. I don't check it all day.
Your Indian heritage inspires so much of how you live your life. But what parts of being British do you think inspires you?
Ah, that's a brilliant question. And actually, Morley is a perfect fusion of the two.
Yeah.
So much inspires me. I think that, as we say, our brand is about British refinement. I think they do that really well. Mm-hmm. I think we're very lucky to live in a country where there are so many cultures, so many different types of people. That is Britain. The architecture inspires me. Love the architecture. The sense of doing things well. I think that in India, we have the most incredible ingredients. That's what we use for our products. But if we had those made in India, hand on heart, I have to be honest, Uma, because India is very much what we would say chadkidik, which is like, oh, whatever, like just much more carefree about the way they do things. I don't think we could get the quality that we get here.
Right.
So that absolutely inspires me. The craftsmanship there is on another level.
Yeah.
But when it comes to beauty products, making them here really...
I think the word refinement's very interesting because there's a kind of high standards
absolutely
that people expect with British products.
So. Yeah, and you know, I'm born in England. I'm Indian and I'm so proud of that and it informs everything we do. But I'm born here, so to invest in building the brand here is super important, which is why we make things
here. It's part of you.
It's part of us, yeah, exactly.
Thank you. And what is your newest product that you're super... It might not be released yet or it has been released. What are you super...
My favourite product that I mentioned is our face serum. So that's my favourite product.
Okay.
I love our hair range. It's superb and that's fairly new. We're going to start to take that into salons now. Mm-hmm. We've got a new rose mist coming out, which is amazing. To be honest, everything, there's nothing that I don't...
They're all your babies, aren't they? Because you've kind of developed them and created them.
My mum used to say, when people said, who's your favourite child? She would say, she has five daughters, and she would say, I can't do without any of my fingers. And they all have a part. So I feel that way about our product. We wouldn't bring anything out if it didn't serve a purpose.
So where can people find Morley? Obviously, there's an online website where you can purchase things, but where in store?
Space NK.
Yeah.
On Net-a-Porter, you can have our treatments in the Bulgari Spa. You can also buy products there. Quite a lot more online and quite a few independents. We've got them listed on our website.
Great.
And if you're not in the UK, again, Space NK in the US, Nordstrom in the US, many places. It's growing. It's organically growing.
Brilliant. Well, Anita, it's been amazing to meet you. And I've always wondered about you and Bitty because I just love the brand so much. And I know how much of you both is in the brand. So it was just been such a pleasure. And I will just say I was totally frazzled before I turned up here. And I feel like I've just done some sort of meditation.
Well, you've had the same impact on me.
You sent me off into the weekend feeling amazing.
You've honestly had the same impact on me.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much, Anita. Thank you to Amanda, our lovely producer.
Thank you, Amanda.
And I'll speak to you guys soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.